The vast majority of Americans' pumpkin crop comes from just one state. We'll tell you which one on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-945-9498. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-945-9498. 1-800-945-9498.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Sunday, October 18th, the 291st day of the year. Actor Zac Efron has a birthday, and the U.S. took formal possession of Alaska on this day in 1867. Where is the pumpkin capital of the world? The town of Morton, Illinois has laid claim to the title, and it's hard to argue their point. Over 150,000 tons of pumpkin are processed and canned there each year. That's enough to bake more than 90 million pies. You'll find the town just a few miles south of Peoria. Draw a radius of 90 miles around the area, and you'll have circled a region that produces 80% of America's commercial pumpkin crop. If it wasn't already the land of Lincoln, we'd say land of pumpkin would be a fitting title for the state of Illinois. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts at almanac.com.